With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello and welcome, dear listener, to this week's Evo Stick Extra. My name is Ben Hughes, and coming up in this week's show, we'll be previewing this weekend's matches in the league and, of course, the FA Trophy. And we'll be joined by the managers of Sutton Coldfield Town and Ashton United, plus a bit of James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group. And to top it all off, from nonleaguedaily.com, we'll be joined by Mark Carruthers. So, hello and welcome to the show. So hello everybody and welcome to the show. We've got a league preview coming up very shortly, but let's focus on the FA Trophy and kicking things off. We've got this potential upset here, Gainsborough Trinity of the National North against Ashton United. And joining me now on the phone, it's Paul Phillips, one of the joint managers at Ashton United. Hello Paul, how are you?
Not bad, thank you, yourself?
Not too bad. So how are preparations going for this weekend's big FA Trophy match?
Good, they're going well. Obviously, we had a decent win against Nantwich on Saturday. Weather permitting, we will be playing tonight against Radcliffe in the Manchester Cup. And obviously, we'll train and go through a few things on Thursday about how games will play after having them watched tonight on Saturday.
I should congratulate you for flying the flag for the Northern Premier League, getting one over the Southern League side, Stratford Town, in the last round. How was that?
It was a tough game, to be fair. A very tough game. Not the condition didn't really help. But we got the game on and came out. I think, obviously, it wasn't the most prettiest of game. The conditions, obviously, against good football, good flowing football. But at the end of the day, we came out with a win and I thought we deserved it in the end.
We'll come back to the trophy in a second, but just a mention for the league form. It's been quite a solid and steady couple of months for Ashton United. Starting off towards the low end of the table, but now slowly starting to show you true form. So, Tameside football, obviously, Curzon Ashton got promoted last season. There's obviously Hyde in the area in Stalybridge. There is scope as well for another side to make it into the National North, isn't there, Paul?
Yeah, like I say, hopefully that'll be us. But you've got to earn the right to do that. I think if you look at Hyde are in the same position as us. Club that's been up there, probably a bigger club than Ashton, with no disrespect. Good manager, good facilities, and that's what we've got to obviously fight against. But you've got to earn the right to be in that National League. We want to be in the National League. Curzon earned the right last year by beating ourselves and then beating Ilkeston. So hopefully this year it'll be our turn to push on and get up that league.
And we mentioned the playoffs earlier with regards to I'm an FC United fan, so I don't like the playoffs either, but this season in the league, it's going to be very, very tricky to get that top spot, isn't it, with so many runners and riders. So getting into the playoffs is going to be quite an achievement, I feel.
Yeah, I think every year we say that. Like I say, the first year we got in there, we had Fylde, Charlotte, FC United. This year you've got Darlington, Salford, Blythe, who came off a good run, Ilkeston, Nantwich, who are flying. So every year there's always contenders and people with decent budgets and people with decent players. So it's all about keeping up to pace with them and trying to stick in with them and matching them throughout the season. And at the moment in time, we are doing that. But it's early doors. Obviously, Salford and I think Darlington have now got games in hand on us, but sometimes games in hand are no good. It's about putting the points on the board.
Absolutely. And just to mention for the FA Trophy one last time, Gainsborough Trinity, currently 15th, In the National League North. What's your take on them and what you expect in this weekend?
A very difficult tie. We're going to it as underdogs. I think, obviously, the well-backed team, look at the players that they've got. They've got players from Conference and League football. So it'd be a big step up for us. And it'd be a test that we'll look forward to gauge where we are if we did get promotion for next year and to see if we could go to the likes of Gainsborough and different teams and see if we could stand our own. And hopefully, we're going to have them watch tonight. We'll watch them tonight. We had them watched on Saturday. And then obviously do our own work out the way we're going to play against them. But it'd be a very tough test. I don't think anyone gives us a chance. But my team and Stephen's team are always better when we go into games as the underdog.
Hey, I don't want to jinx it for you, Paul, but on this show, I think you've got a very good chance. There, I've said it. I've said it. we wish you all the best of luck going into this match on Saturday. And on behalf of all the listeners, we do hope you win. Paul Phillips, joint manager, Aston United. Thanks for joining us this week on Evo Stick
no
Extra.
Problem.
Much appreciated, mate.
No problem. Thank you very much. Thank you.
So next up on Evo Stick Extra, we've got this particular fixture here. It's Sutton Coldfield Town of our beloved Northern Premier League Premier Division against that lot from the National North, Stalybridge Celtic. And joining me now to discuss this fixture more, it's the manager at Sutton Coldfield Town. It's Neil Toof. Hello, Neil. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Thanks yourself.
I'm not too bad. So looking forward to this one on the weekend.
Yes, we are. It's a good tie for us. It's a home tie, so yeah, we're looking forward to it.
When it comes to, I'm an FC United fan, so I'm seeing Stalybridge Celtic this evening. But the gap between the Premier Division and the National North, it's not that big a gap. And are you quite hopeful?
Yeah, being at home. That's when you, if you want a team from the league above, you want them at home. And obviously with us playing on the 3G, that gives us a little bit more of an advantage. But I agree with you. I don't think the gap's as big as what it was a few years ago. And it's a tie that we can look to win. We know it's going to be difficult, but we're going into it with nothing to lose, as you do when you play teams from the league above. You know what I mean? There's no pressure on us. I don't suppose that there's many outside of our club that expect us to win. So it takes a bit of the pressure off the lads and just gives them the freedom to go out and play.
Now, one of the things there is, that you just touched upon there, is expectation. And Sutton Coldfield Town, so far this season, they've played a blinder, in my humble opinion. Everyone at the MPL show didn't give you a chance at the start of the season. They all mentioned Belper Town and that kind of thing. But you've just, the team and the management and the club as a whole, just proved everybody wrong. What do you think it's down to?
I think we've had the feel-good factor of getting promoted last year, and the Evo Stick South is a very difficult league to get out of. And you know what I mean? Once you're out of it, you don't want to get back into it. And we all, you know what I mean? We saw what happened with Belper, and you know what I mean? There's other teams that that it's happened where they've gone back down, and it just gives you the energy and the determination to stay in it, because you work so hard to get into the league that you want to make sure that you have a good go when you get in there. I mean, with ourselves, we started off, we didn't start off too well. We didn't pick up a win in our first five, and then we went 11 unbeaten, and then we've gone six games without a win. So it's up and down, but we've been competitive, which is what we wanted to be. You know what I mean? As the football club on the field, we are competitive. We're mid-table at the moment, and we want to stay around there, and you know what I mean, and push on. And we haven't given up hopes of getting into the playoffs. We certainly believe that we can make a push for it, and off the field as well. You know what I mean, the club's improving, and the facilities are improving, and we're enjoying being in the Premier. And it's definitely somewhere we want to remain. We don't want to go back down to the South, and certainly not at the first attempt.
It's going to be an interesting season for Sutton Coldfield, because as you said, you've not ruled out making the playoffs, and I wouldn't rule you out making the playoffs. It's actually got to the stage now where actually the same people who were ruling you out in August, Neil, are actually saying, I think Sutton Coldfield could make the playoffs. It's a ridiculous show. You should listen to it. It's funny. Anyway.
I have listened to it a few times, but it's one of them.
Yeah.
You know, people are going to, and rightly so, you know what I mean? In any league, in football, you know what I mean? If you look at the Premier League, you know what I mean? The teams that go up from the Championship are normally the teams that everyone tips to go down. So you can use it to your advantage, you know what I mean? Use it as a spur on to prove a few people wrong.
But currently just 5 points from Aston United in fifth, in that magical fifth position. We spoke to Aston United's joint manager earlier in the show, and I made the point that it's going to be very difficult to get out of this league. In fact, it's possibly more difficult than it's been for the last three or four seasons, remarkably, because of how strong the teams are, like, for example, Blyth, Salford and Darlington. What's your take on the league as a whole and getting out of it?
Yeah, I think it's because it's so competitive and it's so tight. I mean, we went to Blyth and we won, you know what I mean? And no one gave us a chance for that. Obviously, we played Darlington in the Cup and we beat Darlington. And although we lost to Salford 2-0, it was quite a tight game if we'd have taken our chances. So, you know what I mean? You saw the result the weekend, Nantwich had been beating everyone, and then they lose to Ashton. So, because it's so competitive, teams are going to drop points. So, as long as you're there or thereabouts, and you know what I mean? We know ourselves. You put a run of 4 or 5, 6 games together unbeaten, it gets you up amongst it, and you just carry the momentum forward. But I think from what I've seen so far, I would say that probably Blythe are the best team that we've played so far. But you know what I mean? There's teams that are coming up. I mean, Ilkeston had a dip, but now that you're seeing them push up, Stourbridge will be there or thereabouts. They've got a strong squad, so we just want to stay on. You know what I mean? Come up on the ropes if you like, and you know, people still. I'm not going to say not give us the respect, because you do get the respect, but because people don't know that much about us, it might give us a little advantage when we are playing them, that we can go and surprise a few. But if you were to ask me to pick a winner now, I wouldn't be able to, because I really do think it could be any one of 5 or 6 teams that actually get it.
And just returning to the FA Trophy momentarily, then Stalybridge this weekend, it's definitely going to be on, isn't it? Because you have got the 3G pitch down there. So what would an FA Trophy run mean? Because, you know, I think you've got a good chance here, if I'm being honest.
It means, obviously, the financial reward for the football club's fantastic. But Sutton Coldfield, we haven't been very successful in the Cups for a long while. So, you know what I mean, to actually have a good run, and we don't get the best crowds. We're right in the middle of, you know what I mean, Aston Villa, Heartland and Birmingham City, West Bromwich Albion, Walsall. We've got a lot of big clubs on our doorstep, so our crowds are not where we think they should be. And obviously a cup run, it brings a few more through the gate. And if you can raise the interest and get the home draw, then obviously everything helps. But you can use the old cliche and say that the league's our priority. We haven't, you know what I mean? Obviously, we want to do well in the league, and we want to make sure our first priority is making sure we stay in the league. But the Darlington win 2 weeks ago came on the back of 5 league defeats, so yeah. it gave us a chance to take our mind off it, and the performance, you know what I mean, gave definitely the players and the staff a lift, and we took that into our next league game, and so it works both ways, you know what I mean? It's a nice distraction to have. But the longer that you stay in it, obviously, the further that you want to go.
Well, Neil, on behalf of all the listeners, I wish you all the best of luck going into this one. And when you make it through to the first round proper, we'll invite you back on the show, if that's all right.
Fantastic. Look forward to it.
So that's Neil Tooth there, manager at Sutton Coldfield Town. All the best going into this one on Saturday, and we hope you make it through to the next round.
Brilliant. Thanks for your time.
So, good luck to all our sides in the FA Trophy this coming weekend, for those matches which survive the weather, of course. But to go through this weekend's FA Trophy fixtures now, and just with his predictions, either to bless your team with a prediction of a loss, or to curse your team with a prediction of a win, we're now joined by the NPL Facebook group's very own, it's James Hayes. Hello, James, how are you?
Good evening, Ben. How are you doing tonight?
I'm not too bad, thank you, mate. So, this coming weekend, we have some big FA Trophy matches, and obviously we spoke to a couple of people there. We'll go through this list now of these matches involving NPL sides, and just a quick prediction on how you think things are going to go, starting with Buxton versus Bradford Park Avenue.
If it's not postponed, Bradford Park Avenue will.
Bradford Park Avenue win, okay. Chorley against Skem.
Tough one, that, because they both play similar styles, but I think I can see Chorley making a good run in the trophy after what happened in the cup this year.
Well, I was gonna say, no, surely Northwich Victoria pointed the way that actually Chorley are beatable at Victory Park.
They are indeed, but again, it's a different situation. I can't see them do fall into Skem this time, I'm afraid.
Gainsborough Trinity against Ashton United. If it was at home, I'd suggest Ashton United have got this one nailed, but it's a bit tricky going away, isn't it?
It is going away, and Gainsborough's not the easiest place to play in, but I think this is one where I can see Ashton either getting a replay or just sneaking through personally on this one.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Ashton. I'm so sorry. Anyway, there's an all NPL side affair here. Matlock Town against Blyth Spartans. Obviously, Blyth Spartans are doing very well in the league. However, in cup competitions this season, not so good. So what do you reckon?
Well, Matlock have had the same sort of run in the cup competitions this year as well. But it's interesting because they've both got similar sorts of form going into the league. So I reckon that's got replay on it as well, personally.
Right. North Ferriby United against Stocksbridge Park Steels. We should say on the Division 1 show this month, we do have an interview with the Stocksbridge Park Steels chairman. So how can I put this? If you said North Ferriby United are going to win this, he would agree with you.
You've got to, I'm afraid. Two divisions up in North Ferriby, the holders, we've got to remember that bit this season. So they're going in there with a bit of tenacity to want to try and retain the title. It's not very often that a second tier side wins this competition. You've got to remember that.
Stockport County are hosting Nantwich Town in a match which has flair, it has goals, it has quality football, it has crowd. This one is potentially tied the round.
It is, and you've got to look at both teams' scoring records as well. Obviously, Stockport County have got a bigger game coming up in the next couple of weeks. No offence to Nantwich Town.
FC United.
Where it could make
a break. Is that what you meant?
Yeah, because obviously...
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, a little bit there, yeah. But obviously, they'll be looking to get that form going. Christian Dennis hasn't been on the best of forms in the Conference North, I believe. But Nantwich Town, on the other hand, have scoring goals for fun. Can they continue that in the FA Trophy this year? We will find out Saturday.
Now, on the Division 1 show as well this month, we've got an interview with Spennymoor Town's manager, Jason Ainsley. They're travelling to Stourbridge this weekend. And, well, Stourbridge next Saturday have a significant match in the FA Cup. Is that going to play a factor, like it hasn't played a factor in previous rounds of the FA Trophy?
It's going to be a tough one to think this, because the more Stourbridge play in the Cups later on in the season, it could affect them. And I've been backing them in the league the entire the last couple of weeks as well, thinking they're going to go on a good run and later on in the season. It all depends on what the attitude is, because they've already got the money from the FA Cup. If it depends, they've got another trophy run as well. It is going to be really tough on the legs there, especially as if they get through this round. The first round is straight after the FA Cup as well.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, you could be looking, if they get a replay on next Saturday, they've got five FA competition games on the bounce.
And Stourbridge won't want this one to go to a replay, having to go to Spennymoor on a Tuesday night.
Definitely not. Well, saying that, Spennymoor have a good team as well.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I can see that ending on the day, personally.
And I hate to tell you this, Stourbridge, but Spennymoor Town this season, they do like a draw. I'll be honest. Elsewhere, we've got Sutton Coldfield Town hosting Stalybridge Celtic. And I saw Stalybridge last night in the Manchester Premier Cup, of course. And it's a county cup, so there's no point trying to say that that's how they're going to play, because it's probably a totally different side. But anyway, pretty pointless me even mentioning it. Sutton Coldfield Town, though, they've got the AstroTurf there. It's on home ground. It's Stalybridge Celtic, who aren't flying in the National North. There's a chance here, isn't there?
There is, yeah. Stalybridge do tend a bit... They're a bit like Matlock and Frickley, where they can have the running-off moments every now and again. So Sutton Coldfield could catch him off guard here, especially on the AstroTurf, as you just said. Oh, sorry, on the 3G pitch, as you just said. But it all depends. If Stalybridge can get a replay out of that, I reckon Sutton Coldfield could struggle on Stalybridge's pitch, as it's a lot different to what NPL pitches are like. Sutton Coldfield needs to finish it at their place, as I can't see him doing it in the replay.
They've got this fixture here that finally, more on that in a second. Warrington Town against AFC Fylde, our old friends from the Blackpool Coast up there. What do you think for this one?
I personally think this one's going to be a tie around as well in the northern section, because obviously Warrington, I think this is the fourth time they've met him this season in all competitions. Sean Reid's got a lot to do there, but they've had a good run in the trophy in the last couple of seasons as well.
The thing to say though about Warrington is, unlike in the Premier Division, where Salford have not hit full stride yet in the league because they've been in cup competitions, Northwich Victoria are still, at time of recording anyway, they're still top of the league with games in hand. So are Warrington really in for the... They want promotion, surely, over an FA Trophy run this season?
Yeah. They want promotion, but with the way Northwich Vicks are playing, and I've seen them a couple of times this season, you can't see many teams beating them. I think the Clitheroe were on form when they beat him at Wincham Park a couple of weeks ago. He's looking at teams playing for second place at the moment, unless Northwich Victoria go on a really bad run. So Warrington could focus here on the FA Trophy instead. Obviously, they might have even got the FA Cup money to one side.
And, of course, we've got the saga that is the second qualifying round replay between Kidsgrove Athletic and Marine, the match that just never will ever get settled. It's just going to go on and on and on and on. We speak to Robin Gray, who's actually the press officer at Kidsgrove Athletic, on the Division One show this month, and they're hopeful. They're hopeful that the match can go ahead. Is this the fourth attempt? Can't quite remember, but it will happen on Saturday, they reckon. Yeah. And the winner of that will host Burscoe. And we do mention as well in the Division One show that whoever Burscoe gets, they're in with a good chance, because Burscoe are very, very good at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, but they have still got one or two hot spots. I mean, thankfully, we don't have to go visit them next Saturday because of the game being cancelled. So, a bit of a breather there. But I can see if Burst, depending on when they play the next round, Burst are going to be favourites for that tie. If Marine get through, they can give him a bit of a game.
Now then, let's go. That's FA Trophy done and dusted now. We will never mention it ever again. Okay, now moving on to the league results from this past weekend. And, well, we had not as many postponements as I was expecting the league. Congratulations to all the groundsmen in the Northern Premier League for a cracking display. Speaking of cracking displays, we're going to start with this one. Ashton United 4, Nantwich Town 2. Who saw that coming?
Not many people at all. Again, Ashton, known as the ground that will never get postponed ever. And obviously, when it comes to them sort of games, Ashton get the advance. I have huge advantages on their pitch. So I wouldn't say it is a shock, yeah, because Nantwich were on good form.
Now, that result still leaves Nantwich Town at the top of the table. 1 point ahead of Blyth Spartans. Nantwich Town admittedly have played 3 games more than Blyth Spartans. The reason why Blyth Spartans haven't been able to capitalise on that shock defeat there for Nantwich Town is because Blyth Spartans were on the receiving end of an even more surprising defeat. Skelmersdale United 2, Blyth Spartans 1.
I'm going to see it's more of a shock than it was for the Nantwich game, because Skelmersdale, they haven't necessarily found the form we thought they'd have in the start of the season. They are starting to pick up that the couple of wins here and there, but not against teams like Blyth. So it is a bit of a shock result, but Blyth, I believe, do have games in hand, as you said.
Now, Darlington were also in the mix, but Darlington, unfortunately, their match was postponed at the weekend due to a classic waterlogging against Grantham Town. So that result, PP between Darlington and Grantham Town, that result leaves Darlington slipping down to fourth. They're now 4 points behind league leaders Nantwich Town, but they do have 4 games in hand. Salford City, though, they've been able to capitalise. They're now in 3rd spot in the league, 3 points off league leaders Nantwich Town, having played 4 games less, remarkably, and they've done that. No surprises here, but it's not quite emphatic. But then again, it was at Moor Lane, and Salford don't win at Moor Lane in the league that often. Salford City 1, Stamford 0, and in front of 1,300 fans up there in Kersal.
That's just proving what the FA Cup can do to Salford. We said this last week, can they keep this support coming through, especially through the winter months and how harsh it's been the last couple of days. So it's amazing to see Salford still getting the 1,300, 1,400s there for the FA Cup. I'd be amazed to see what happens next Tuesday night, because I don't know how they're going to fit that many people into the stadium once again. But as you said before, Salford, first time in about 3 or 4 weeks, they've had a good result at home.
Yep.
And I'm going to not discredit Stamford on this one.
Done well.
It looks like to run away with a 1-0 defeat is not a bad feat against Salford. But and again, the performances seem to be improving a little bit, reading from what people, fans like Stampy and one or two other Stamford fans have been saying. It's still going to be a long, long turnaround for Stamford to try and gain some form and get out of the dogfight that they're in. But it's a good stepping point. Let's see what they can do on Saturday.
Now, Ashton United, with their win against Nantwich Town, they've moved up into 5th position now. They're the kings of the mid-table pack, which are all separated by, 5 points from 5th down to Stamford, probably, without doing maths properly. But Ashton United now in the final playoff spot at this moment. They're on the same number of points as Ilkeston, though. Ilson are now in sixth position, and Ilson beat Hyde United at the weekend by 3-1. Hyde got their goal on the 88th minute. Ilkeston got their third goal on the 90th minute, so awfully confusing. But that was in front of 454 supporters down there in the Midlands, which is, again, very good.
They played well in the last couple of weeks after the blip they had to begin with.
It's not all a loss for Hyde. Hyde are currently in 10th position now. They're only 3 points off the playoff positions. It's awfully complicated with all the games played and that kind of thing. I mean, they played one game more than Ashton and Ilkeston, but they're not completely out of it. This is a kind of iffy period for any team in that mid-table pack. They just can't get a run together at the moment. Prove that point, Halesowen Town, they're currently now 7th through Michael Blair on the same number of points as Ashton United and Ilkeston. They played 3 games more than those two teams. However, they've got a good result last Saturday. Halesowen Town 2, Ramsbottom United 1, and Shelton Payne scoring again for Ramsbottom. But anyway, it didn't help. Halesowen a 2-1 victory there. 323 supporters too.
Yeah, good win for Halesowen, that. But with Ramsbottom, first defeat in 4 now. So, against Shelton Payne, obviously, all the clubs higher up are looking at him once again. So, it'll be a case of can they keep hold of him for the next couple of weeks or so. Because we know what Shelton Payne can be like when it comes to transfers. But Halesowen Town, they've come out of that little blippy period where they're winning one, losing one. As we said last week as well, the result against Stourbridge would have spurred them on a little bit there, I reckon, because you don't lose your local rivals, let's be honest. So, great win for Halesowen. Ramsbottom, they could afford to drop the points now that the relegation's on a little bit. So, let's see what happens next weekend and see what performance Rami can put out and see how they can move forward later on in the year.
Just to say where Ramsbottom are now, Ramsbottom are 12 points from safety, which is Grantham Town in 20th, who didn't play obviously at the weekend. Now, that's not too... at this stage of the season, that does seem a lot, but I think Ramsbottom are capable of closing that gap over a number of weeks. Stamford are currently second from bottom, 10 points from safety, having played a game more than Grantham Town. Whitby Town, we should just cover them off now. Whitby Town, they're currently 8 points from safety, played a game more, just got rid of the management team at Whitby as well. And on Saturday, Michelover Sports, who I think everyone was looking at in the relegation spots anyway, of trying to drag Michelover down. Michelover hosted Whitby and beat them by 1-0. However, that goal by Anthony Dwyer, 89th minute.
It's not going well for Whitby, is it? I mean, I think they've finally pressed the panic button this week. It's never an easy decision to make, but with how Whitby have been performing this year, especially after the first two games where they were looking like they could be title contenders, it's a big, big change. I know a lot of Whitby fans are a bit upset with the news, but...
It is a big change, but remember what happened with Marine? It worked. But then again, remember what happened with Witten? Didn't work. So, only time will tell with Whitby Town. Also, just to mention, in the fourth relegation spot at the minute, 5 points from safety, having played 2 games more than Grantham Town, is still Colwyn Bay. Colwyn Bay at the weekend got beat hosting Rushall Olympic. And, it's not looking. It's not the best at the minute for Colwyn Bay.
Colwyn Bay, it's not going to be easy. I mean, they have made some significant signings this week to try and improve the situation. I'm going to point more at Ramsbottom this bit here, because Ramsbottom's pitch obviously is notoriously well known for having games called off during the winter. They're going to get the games in hand. Down the bottom of the table, they've got games in hand are more important than they are up the top end, where obviously you can put more pressure on the teams that if they're not playing at this moment in time to perform later on. So, when it comes to Colwyn Bay, they've been struggling for quite a while now, and it'd be interesting to see how these signings can change everything around here at this moment in time. It's all to do with how Grantham can get out of this situation and put the pressure on Michelover as well. Because if Michelover can get dragged down there, you can bet Grantham will be out of the relegation fight come January, February.
And the reason why we're focusing a bit on Mikulov is because Mikulov have played a lot of games more than the teams around them. Marine are 2 points back from Mikulov. They're on the same number of points as Grantham Town. They've played 3 games less than Grantham Town. They played 6 games less than Mikulov Sports. One of those games, though, that they've played recently is Marine 1, Stourbridge 3. Not the best result, but then again, hardly surprising with Stourbridge in the form they're in. Obviously, we mentioned Skelmersdale United as well. Just to cover off the mid-table affair that took place at Matlock Town. Matlock Town 2, Sutton Coldfield Town 2. Bit predictable, really. There was nothing between those two sides at the start of the day. Nothing between them at the end, really. And a midweek result with relegation connotations. Stamford 1, Grantham Town 3. A very good result there for Grantham Town. A must win for both sides, and Grantham won. So, and it kind of goes against what we said about Stamford on Saturday when they only conceded 1 goal at Moor Lane. Grantham doing the business there.
Yeah, well, I'm going to come back to what I said a second ago, where obviously Grantham are putting the pressure on Mikulov at the moment. Grantham needs to be getting these wins now and getting out of that fight, or putting more pressure on Mikulov, you could say, to get results.
Now then, that concludes the league fixtures from last week. So congratulations for making it this far into the podcast. Coming up shortly, we've got Mark Carruthers coming on to talk about Blyth and this weekend's fixtures in the league. James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group. How can people get in touch with the MPL Facebook group and complain about how lopsided your opinion is?
facebook.com/groups/ the MPL, or on Twitter at the MPL group.
Now, next week, people, we've got a very busy week on the MPL. We've got the MPL show out on Friday. And who's on it, James? Come on, who's on it?
We've invited everyone from the FA Cup.
That's right.
I'll be your mate, Andy Johnall, the TV star / manager of Salford.
And just to say, you're not positioning him where you positioned him last time, right next to me. I didn't realise he was so scary. He was so nice. And now I'm scared of him. He can go sit next to Roy Sewell. You can look after me.
The person who does the Stourbridge Twitter, so whoever's on Twitter following
Richard
him,
Clark.
He's decided. Richard Clark. I didn't even know it was him, to be honest. I don't get told names like that. But he's supposed to be driving down, and we're trying to get hold of someone from Northwich Victoria.
Jim Gannon.
Hopefully Jim Gannon, but it all depends if we can get in contact with him or not. Hopefully Stuart Kang is their best mate.
That's right. We're pulling strings here, people. We want a good spread of people. Yeah. And we should say that the Alan Alcock is also thinking of coming down for this one. Probably making sure that we don't put some kind of spell over the management at these clubs and ruin their chances of making it through to the third round. But more on the FA Cup on next week's Evo Stick MPL show, which next week's going to be mammoth.
I've just realised, more importantly, for people who are interested, Laura's back on next week as well.
Oh, Laura Flint's on too. Okay, it's going to be a Salford fest, isn't it? People in Darlington are going to have their fingers in their ears going, I can't stand this accent. It's too much. Anyway, James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group, thank you for joining me this week on Evo Stick Extra.
No worries, Ben. Thank you very much.
Okay, so enough about the past. It's now time to draw our eyes to the future. And joining me now, hand in hand, staring at the void that is the future, we're now joined by the editor of the nonleaguedaily.com, Mark Carruthers. The welcome return of Mark. Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Yourself?
Not too bad. So, obviously, you're the editor at nonleaguedaily.com, but you do bleed green, so we should mention a bit about Blyth. Just to mention the FA Trophy this weekend, what's your thoughts about this trip to Matlock?
Yeah, it's a funny trip down there, isn't it? Matlock are a hitty-missy side. They can be excellent on the day, but they can be poor as well. Spartans in good form going into the game, barring last week's defeat at Skelmersdale, which is another difficult place to go. But I think Tom Whiteside can go there and with a bit of confidence and not got the worst record down at Matlock, and a place that has happy memories for Spartans fans after the sealed promotion there and the well, Unibond League title it would have been in 2005. So it's a place with fond memories, and hopefully Saturday will provide more of them.
And what's your general take of the season so far? Because for a long time now, it's because Salford have been in FA Cup exploits and that kind of thing. Blyth have been really in control, but then there's been this Nantwich factor, and there's been Darlington hanging around, and now Salford are slowly worming the way back into the title picture. Where do you see everything from a Blyth perspective?
Well, I mean, Salford have got three games in hand on Spartans and four on Salford and Darlington, so I think it's really a three-horse race for the title. Not to discount Nantwich, although I think I just have.
Take that, Nantwich.
Nantwich are a great side, and you know, to be where they are is fantastic. I think they'll finish in the playoffs, but in terms of the title, I think it's a three-horse race between Spartans, Salford and Darlington. With Salford, you just wonder how much of the FA Cup will take an impact if they were to beat Hartlepool next weekend. Obviously, Spartans know only too well the impact that an FA Cup run can have on your squad and on your pitch as well, which we shouldn't forget. But I do feel it's a three-horse race, and Spartans have got to be right up there. And people might think I'm making excuses, I'm not, but Tom genuinely hasn't had a lot of money to spend there, and people look at the cup run last season and think that he's massively bolstered the squad, but he actually hasn't. He's lost some key players, and he's had to go in the Northern League to replace them. He's done fantastically well to do so.
Well, as Swampy will always say, the Northern League is a strong league with strong players and you know, Jarrow Roofing and all that. But anyway, enough about Swampy. He's irrelevant in this conversation. I really genuinely hope that this title race does shape up the way that you're predicting, a three-horse race and maybe even a four-horse race with Nantwich. But there's always a team who comes up the rails as well that you least expect. My money at the moment is on... Grantham Town, I'm going to suggest. Anyway, moving on, let's talk about the fixtures this weekend in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. And let's start with the one which I think will have most impact on the top of the table at this moment in time. It's this one here, Barwell against Darlington, 1883. And Richard Swainston has been in touch to say, Richard Swainston's been in touch to say, huge win for Darlington FC to get back on track away at Barwell. They'll need to be on top form not to concede four against us. That must be in reference to a previous fixture that I'm unaware of. But Darlington, the weather's been affecting their title credentials at this stage. So any form of win will be welcome for Darlington, I think.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I think we'll get it down there. Darlington have got a great side, and they keep adding to it as well. Barwell not having the greatest of seasons. They were tipped by a few to challenge the playoffs, and maybe been a little bit disappointing. I noticed Iceton Christie left to go to Sutton Coldfield Town yesterday, and it's a tough trip down there, down to Leicestershire for Darlington. But I just think they'll have too much, and I think it might be a 2 or 3-0 to Darlington.
And of course, we're like Alan Wicker here on Evo Stick Extra. We like to give tourist tips. This is the first time I think Darlington's been to Barwell. I think it must be, unless they played in cup competition. Try the burgers, Darlington fans. They are absolutely belting. They really are.
Best in the league.
And just to say, from a Barwell perspective, they have only played 16 games, so not all's lost at this moment. But anyway, moving on. Next up, Grantham Town against Salford City. Now, Salford City, as we all know, have won, 86 games away from home on the trot or something silly. but Grantham Town, they're slowly getting back into it. And as a ways go, the Athletic Stadium at Grantham, it's not the easiest place to go to.
No, it's not, and it's, you know, they are, as you say, picking up slowly but surely, Grantham. I'm not sure if Greg Smith's playing for them this weekend. He could be with another club. He could be back at Grantham, but I know he's had about 386 clubs this season, and one of them is Grantham. So I think he might have went back to Stamford, if I'm honest. But it is a very difficult place to go. It's it always seems to be cold whenever I'm there. I don't know if that's me or just them, but I do expect a Salford win.
You could be looking at here Blyth Spartans being fourth by the end of this weekend, but also in the hunt to close that gap with the title picture is the likes of Ilkeston, for example, and Workington, for example, and those two play each other on Saturday on the west coast of Cumbria. Workington against Ilkeston, blood and guts versus finesse and quick passing. What do you reckon?
I do love going to Workington. It's a proper ground, isn't it? It feels like it's how I imagine my granddad would have been going to games in the 50s and stuff. And it's a great club. As you say, against Ilkeston, a very, very different side, nice and silky and good pass and quick movement. A lot of promising young players there. I can see a draw there. I think that they may well cancel each other out, and I'll go for a certain defence boring 1-1 draw.
I'm going to go with PP. Just to say. Rushall Olympic, they're hosting Hales Owen Town. Hales Owen Town have well and truly moved themselves into the playoff hunt, along with 10 other clubs, we should mention. But Rushall Olympic against Hales Owen Town. Tim Bullock's been in touch to say, Rushall away for the mighty Yelts. Worth a bet on a high number of goals because we may be fielding 11 outfield players and no goalkeeper. Well, that's breaking news. I'm sure the coaching staff will have fixed that by Saturday. But this is a West Midlands derby. What do you reckon?
It's again a tough one, but I think Hales Owen in form, as you say, got themselves into the playoff picture. Rushall, never an easy place to go. Not the greatest pitch. Always quite a hostile environment there, in a good way. But I think it'll be Hales Owen win. I quite fancy him to win that 1-2-1.
Enough about all this promotion, Lark. Let's go to the other end of the table. And this next fixture here, I'm going to suggest, is possibly the most crucial one of the day. Ramsbottom United against Colwyn Bay. Now, obviously, a month ago, Ramsbottom didn't have a chance, and Colwyn Bay were kind of, well, 17th, that neck of the woods. But it's all starting to look a bit shaky at Colwyn Bay and a bit more optimistic for Ramsbottom. What do you think?
I think you're right. It's a funny fixture, isn't it? If you go back 6 weeks, you would have probably said it would be an easy Colwyn Bay win. I do actually think they'll get a result, Colwyn. I noticed this week they've signed Sean Tuck, which has set a few waves off around the league and in terms of his past conduct. The thing with Sean is if he can concentrate on what's happening on the pitch and stay off social media, mm-hmm. he's a very good striker who will get a lot of goals, and I think he'll be a hit at Colwyn Bay provided they can keep his conduct in check, and I think that'll start on Saturday against Ramsbottom.
Staying down the bottom end of the table, we've got this fixture here, Whitby Town against Michelover Sports. Now, we obviously know of the managerial change that has happened at Whitby Town, but you've got first-hand experience of this now, haven't you, Matt, with an interview you've done for Non-League Daily?
Yeah, I spoke to Darren Williams only just on Wednesday morning, it was, and I must admit, I feel for Darren. He's had a horrific injury list, which he pointed out to me. He's lost not just squad players, but key players. They haven't been able to get the strongest 11 out many times this season, if at all. And they've suffered with a really bad fixture list as well. They've faced all the top teams. And I do feel for him. He's been there for maybe 4 or 5 years now and maybe just deserved a little bit of time. And what I would say is that I think Whitby haven't exactly covered themselves in glory by doing it in a one-minute phone call, which was seems a bit harsh for a manager who's been there so long. I do think they'll win on Saturday. I think it's normally the effect after a manager leaves a club, isn't it? They always seem to pick up a win straight away. But it won't be an easy game, but I do think Whitby will win on Saturday.
Do you have any concerns about Whitby? I mean, when I spoke to James about this earlier, we mentioned the Marine experience. It can help to change a manager at this stage of the season. But we also mentioned the Witten experience, where it can be counterproductive. What do you think for Whitby being up that neck of the woods?
Well, I think if you look at Marine, for example, they brought in a good manager, plenty of knowledge, and he made the difference, you know, changed the way they played, brought in some new faces. Whitby are contending with some very big clubs around there, you know, in terms of the Northern League as well, the likes of Spennymoor in the Evo Stick First Division North as well. So that it's not easy for any manager to go in. I'm not entirely sure who they can bring in because I've had a look around to see who's available, and there aren't many what you would class as big experienced name managers around. So it's going to be tough for them. I do fear for them. I think at this point in time that they're 8 points from safety, and everyone around them has got games in hand as well, I think. So it is going to be tough, and I do really fear for Whitby. And I think I'm right in saying that one of the clubs that's been in the league for 50 years now, but I think that might be a bit of under threat by the end of the season.
And on that cheery note, we should go to mid-table land. And Hyde United, they're hosting Fritical Athletic. And just to say, I think I mentioned this last week, this next statement I'm about to make, it's a joke. I understand that Hyde United and Fritical are literally like a win away from fourth, right? But this is a game of little importance in mid-table land, isn't it, Mark?
Well, nobody wants to be lost in mid-table land, do they? It's like being in Middlesbrough. It's just the middle of nothingness. So anyone from Middlesbrough listening, yeah. I don't mean that.
My best man was from Middlesbrough. He'll love that. Anyway, go on.
The strange thing about these two clubs is Hyde came down. They had a horror season last season, but they seem to have regrouped. They have got a very attractive style of football. I know before I left, by Spartans in the Royal Press Office. I saw them play and Spartans did beat them, but I was really, really impressed with Hyde. Played some lovely stuff. Frickley have lost some big players from last season and I think they're doing well to be where they are. That one, I think Hyde will win, if I'm honest. I think they've just got that little bit extra about them and I think it'll be a narrow Hyde win.
It's well known around the MPL show table that Frickley are one of our favourite clubs just because they're brilliant. Everything about them is brilliant. Anyway, just before we go, just a quick run through these fixtures. Just your gut feeling. You don't need to go into great detail. Just your gut feeling for these FA Trophy for qualifying round matches. Buxton, Bradford Park Avenue.
Bradford win.
Charlie Skem.
Charlie win comfortable.
Oh, comfortable. Do you remember Northwich Victoria though?
Yep, I do, but still.
Gainsborough Trinity, Ashton United.
Ashton win.
Oh, good. That's James, you're agreeing with James on that one. North Ferriby, yep. United against Stocksbridge.
Very, very, very comfortable North Ferriby win.
Wow. Anyway, Stockport County, Nantwich Town. 15 all, I'm going to go with.
But at half time, possibly, yeah. But I'll go with the draw on that one.
Draw with that one. Stourbridge, Spennymoor Town.
That'll be another high-scoring game. I'll go draw as well.
Sutton Coldfield Town against Stalybridge Celtic.
Sutton Coldfield win.
Warrington Town, AFC Fylde.
Fylde win. I think they just have a bit too much.
And Burscough against whoever they're going to play eventually whenever Marine and Kidsgrove get their act together with playing a football match.
That fixture will never take place. We'll be here this time next year, and there's no point in answering.
But, yay! The correct
I'll go
answer.
I'll for Burscough. Burscough win at some point in 2018.
Matt Carruthers from nonleaguedaily.com. How can people stay in contact with you, and what else is going on with nonleaguedaily.com this week?
Well, we've had an interesting discussion on the FA Vars, giving suggestions as to how the competition can be improved, and it's been quite a productive conversation with a lot of discussion. Obviously, the FA haven't covered themselves in glory with the 1874 Northwich situation this week, so we have been discussing that. But there's lots of stuff going on nonleaguedaily.com. People like Guillaume Balaguer is now writing for us, Sky's La Liga expert, who is also director of football at Biggleswade Town. I'll say that again. Biggleswade United. That's a terrible mistake to make. And he's now writing
it
for
us. It is Biggleswade Town. Or is the two clubs in Biggleswade?
Yeah, there's two. Oh yeah, it's definitely Biggleswade United.
I do the Southern League show as well, and that's disgraceful, isn't it? There we go.
It's even worse. But yep, nonleaguedaily.com if you can check that out. Or I'll give myself a plug. I'm on Twitter at MarkNLDaily.
Mark Carruthers from nonleaguedaily.com. Thank you for joining us this week on Evo Stick Extra.
Thanks for having me.
And now for your correspondence. Richard Clark's been in touch to say Stour are at home to Spennymoor in the FA Trophy. Normally you'd say a home tie against a lesser, he puts that in bunny ears, opposition would be okay, but I'm not so sure. Will be a tough game and I expect them to be a very strong team. And there's always the danger, we'll have one eye on Eastleigh. Manager won't agree, but I'd prefer to lose than draw. Oh my. Especially as I won't be able to make it to the replay. Is that because you'll be on next week's MPL show, Richard? Just checking. Lloyd Berry's been in touch to say AFC Fylde at home in the FA Trophy. A massive game for Warrington, and he's hoping for a Warrington win. While Ryan James Bedard's been in touch to say Warrington versus AFC Fylde. A very tough game, but after last year in the Cup, no one knows. Daniel Owen, hopefully a win for the Dabbers in our big FA Trophy game at Stockport. John Haig. Looking forward to the FA Trophy and hoping Blyth make the first round proper. While Andrew Snaith, concentrating on the league, says Lee Bullock takes over as caretaker boss after Darren Williams sacking at Whitby for a 7-day return game with Mickleover. Be bold, bully. Matt Joyce has been in touch to say, can Bucks beat Bradford Park Avenue? I hope so. And then he goes off on one about the football. I'm going to maintain the dignity of this radio show and make sure we hover above the ball politics that goes on at this level of the game. But thank you for your correspondence. Peter Bibbings has been in touch to say, after our hard-fought draw at Matlock to end the losing streak, Sutton Coldfield Town are at home to Stalybridge Celtic in the FA Trophy. Since our star striker will not be playing, I'm not expecting much, but who knows? Leslie Troke, win for Colville versus Gressler would be nice. Phil Harrison, got everything crossed that the rain stays away the next couple of days so that I can enjoy a birthday pint and hopefully a Northwich Victoria win away at Prescott. Vicks are in great form and top of the league. Well done to Jim Gannon, his management team, and of course, the mighty the mighty Victorian boys. Happy birthday, Phil, as well. Tim Chamberlain, Colville, play Ghoul. Oh, that's in response to Leslie, who thought Colville played Gresley. To be fair, Leslie, I get Gresley and Ghoul mixed up all the time. It's a G thing, isn't it? And lastly, Ian Wilkinson has been in touch to say, the Phoenix has awoken Farsley Celtic and they'll go on a rampage, leaving Trafford wondering what has hit them. Well, all Trafford need to do on 5 o'clock on Saturday is look at the Facebook group and go, oh, it was the Phoenix from Farsley that did it for us. And that concludes this week's Wall of Correspondence. Tune in next week for another wall littered with your beautiful correspondence. Back over to you, Ben. Well, that's it for this week's Evo Stick Extra. A huge thanks to all my guests on this week's show and a big good luck to all our sides in the FA Trophy this weekend. Remember, you can follow this show on Twitter, that's at NPL Show. And of course, you can get involved with all the banter that goes on Facebook by visiting facebook.com/groups/ the NPL. No Evo Stick Extra next week. Instead, we've got the monthly show, and as we alluded to earlier, it's going to be jam-packed with some very special FA Cup guests. Well, that's it from me for this week's Evo Stick Extra. I've been Ben Hughes, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evo Stick NPL side in either league or FA Trophy, make sure that you have fun. Goodbye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evo Stick range, you may need a bigger van. Evo Stick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.